just from the ground surface. Sometimes it comes in through plumbing issues. It's not a fecal coliform, which is a different issue. But yeah, you can go get these data, and if you have any curiosity about if you're on a private well and you're interested, you can zoom in at different scales. You can go county scale, township scale, or down to the individual square mile section and look at the data. It's great. I kind of introduced it to you because I want to use this example from Northeast Wisconsin. This is showing you that statewide vulnerability map, and then on top of it, it's showing you water quality results. So the black dots are areas where there is a bacteria positive well, and the gray dots, which are really hard to see, are areas where there's not bacteria in the well. And you know, there's a pretty good correlation going on there, right? And then over here we have the nitrate, and the black dots are where it's greater than 10, which is the drinking water standard. And notice we've got thin soils here, vulnerable, we got black dots. There's thin soils down here, very vulnerable, we got black dots, right? So the things that you would expect to be influencing whether an aquifer is vulnerable to like fertilizer and nitrates coming in, it correlates pretty well with the existing water quality data. Okay, so there's another thing about recharge that I want to mention is a lot of times people think, oh, I got like 10 feet of clay. Like, I'm not gonna have a problem, right? That's gonna filter everything out. And that's kind of true, but there's these things called soil macropores. Think like earthworm burrows, right? Because if you take a clump of clay and you stick your finger in it, right, and you take your finger out, that hole stays there. You take a handful of sand and you stick your finger in it, and the hole collapses. So if you have fine-grained, sort of cohesive soils, you can develop macropores. Like, my backyard is really silty, and when it gets dry, I get big desiccation cracks in my yard, right?